Jesus said, "I am the good shepherd. The shepherd lays down his life for his sheep." Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. How glorious is it to be baptized on the Sunday of Good Shepherd? Glorious for Ezra. For since his birth, he has heard many voices, and he heard many more today. And through his daily interaction with his parents, he will cultivate familiarity and trust. He will learn the voice of his parents amongst all the noises and the different voices that is out there. So, beloved in Christ, voices are incredible in this way. Voices gives knowledge, it communicates. Voices builds relationships. Back in the days of the Bible, the relationship between sheep and their shepherd was built on this familiarity and trust. We surely know what this fluffy animal is, the animal that Jesus is referring to as sheep, and we intellectually understand what the shepherd does. However, sheep and shepherd is not part of our culture today. So why did Jesus choose this metaphor for John the Evangelist to record for us to read? In these passages, Jesus calls himself the Good Shepherd, where he is embodying the role that surpasses even the protective and nurturing duties of mother and father. Jesus illustrates and shows the level of sacrifice and care and an unwavering commitment to his flock, that is humanity, that is you and I. So why wouldn't we be his sheep? Do we not all need food, water, shelter from cold and heat and rain and snow? Do we not need safety from what's out there? Regular health checks and treatments from injuries and illnesses? Guidance and management? Or like sheep, we need companionship. Surely there's more about what it means to be sheep. Maybe after years in your job or the career path you chose, you find yourself questioning if this is truly where you belong. Perhaps the initial passion that led you down this path has dimmed, replaced by feelings of burnout and disillusionment, or the nagging sense that your talents and desires lie elsewhere. So there is a period of questioning and uncertainty that can feel very much like wandering in the wilderness, or constant bombardment of societal expectation, or the fear of disappointment of others, or the daunting prospect of change that can paralyze us like sheep, a sheep before its predator. Life is filled with these moments that truly shows that we are sheep, like sheep navigating the vast and unpredictable wilderness. Each of us at some point might face the relentless storm of dealing with a chronic illness where every day feels like a winding path through thick fog, desperately listening for guidance to lead us to clearer skies. Or perhaps we find ourselves battling addiction. Each step towards recovery is a rocky ground, tough, looking for voices to guide us back to the fold, the sheepfold. Perhaps it is the workplace where ethical dilemmas often thrust into dense bushes where the right path isn't clear and we strain our ears to find the shepherd's call for integrity and honor. Where is that voice? Or there is the navigation of parenthood, stepping into the unknown pastures, where every decision carries the weight of another person's future, and we seek out voices of wisdom to lead us. Or maybe there's the caring for our aging parents. Now it's reversed roles, not like how we've known it. The terrain is filled of love and heartache, and we guide those who once guided us, listening intently for their whisper that assures us that we're doing it the right way. Or maybe even worse, in the aftermath of a breakup, or maybe even a divorce, when the new landscape of our lives seems barren and desolate, we wonder and our hearts is heavy, seeking solace of a path back to ourselves, looking for healing and hope. In all these moments, we are like sheep, vulnerable, seeking, listening for the voice of the Good Shepherd amidst the noise of life, the voice that seeks for the sheep, that seeks to forgive all the sheep decisions that we have done, all the sheep things that we decided to do as sinners. Jesus says he has come and lays down his life to forgive all those, and he comes to the sheep not to blame, but to forgive and give love. And for this reason, the Father loves him, the Father in heaven. Now, when you're brought into the fold as you are a baptized Christian, you have this intimate and personal relationship that is beyond the bond of shared between parent and child. Well, your Lord Jesus Christ, he leads and he protects and he nurtures the sheep, and so does the parent to a child. The sheep, much like a young child, remains vulnerable and reliant for the guidance of the shepherd. It needs sustenance and protection, food, shelter, health care, and the shepherd always provides these with love that knows no price of commitment, even unto laying his life for the sheep. So in the biblical context, the shepherd was not a task for the faint-hearted. It requires patience, it requires strength, an unparalleled level of dedication. So for you, a shepherd voice becomes defining sound in your life as a sheep. For sheep back then, through storms and harsh environment, they needed the voice of the shepherd that would lead them home, lead them to the water where they can rest. And this is what Jesus is doing for you, as a shepherd does to his sheep. His teachings and his sacrifice on the cross especially, and his continual presence in your life, it guides you and it comforts you, and it gives you a sanctuary. So this beautiful imagery from John's gospel serves us as a reminder that the shepherd's love is unchanging. His nature of caring for his sheep. So John is calling us to embrace the role as a sheep, not as a sign of weakness, but as a testament to the strength found in the faith and trust in the shepherd. That through this life of valley of sorrows and death and the peaks of life, he will take us to our moment of rest in the green pasture. Jesus is the green shepherd, the good shepherd. So how do you know his voice? Jesus, the good shepherd, was on the shore of Tiberias on an early morning when the disciples were fishing, and Jesus spoke to them, but they could hardly recognize his voice. He was on the road to Emmaus, and they taught him, and these guys did not know his voice. So how would you know if these guys who lived with Jesus, listened to him and followed him for 3 years, did not recognize his voice? They heard the pitch of his voice like you hear my soft-spoken voice, and you probably could hear that vicar is preaching if you're in a narthex. But the disciples could not tell when they were walking with them that Jesus is speaking to them. The disciples knew the voice of Jesus only because of the things Jesus said. Remember, they realized that the Lord is before them after he finished speaking. The sheep indeed know the voice of the Lord, and the shepherd calls them by his name, and the sheep knows his name, his voice. So what is his voice for you? His voice for you today is Scripture. In the same way that the disciples knew the Lord back then, as when they recognized him, you know the Lord today because of his voice, written in Scripture and spoken to you as it is preached. The word is for you as you voice it on your Bible. We are this morning gathered and huddled around his voice, around the word this morning, around Scripture. It was spoken to you earlier, and it is now preached, and you will hear it again as we go into the Lord's Supper. That is to say, you will hear the voice of the Lord throughout the liturgy. That's how you know him. That's how we learn his voice. That's how we learn to recognize this familiarity, and you will become familiar with it. And that is how he gives you his gifts. So on the Sunday of the Good Shepherd, you hear his voice. Hear the voice of the Good Shepherd, and you will lack nothing, as the Gospel of John says. But the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and remind you of everything that I have said to you, Jesus says. This is a sign that Scripture will come to your mind, and you will surely know the voice of the one who lays down his life for you, and his voice will refresh your soul. It will guide you along the right path, and all that is good for your faith. You know the voice of the Good Shepherd, so hear it plainly. John, after all, says Jesus is the Word, and the Word is made flesh. Jesus is the only way to the sheepfold, which we now call the church. The sheep gathers around him to be cared for. So be cared for this morning. His salvation is administered to you in this way. This is the green pasture for you. So graze on it like a sheep grazing on green grass. Feed on it, for this is food for you. Be confident that you have been born of water and spirit, like Ezra this morning. Even though some of us came to church because of our parents, and some of us came to church because we were invited by others, some got to church because they married someone who goes to church, some just read the Bible and came to church. But from then, you know the voice of the Good Shepherd. If you know the voice of the Good Shepherd, you also know what the voice is not. And what is not is the voice of a stranger. When you were a child, you were taught the phrase, stranger, danger. And that also applies to your spiritual life. For out there are those who want to harm you. There's the enemy who wants to keep you from hearing Scripture, from hearing the voice of your Good Shepherd. There's the enemy who delight in the absence of the voice of God in your life. The devil and the world and your sin will distract you from diving into Scripture and delighting in it. They want you to believe that there are also other way to become a sheep, that there is also other way to come in the fold, that there's other ways that leads you to the same green pasture that Jesus is speaking about, that it is not important for you to know the Ten Commandments, know the Lord's Supper and the Creed, and many actually do not remember these, And if you do forget, repent and learn again. For that is how you know the voice of the Good Shepherd. The enemy wants you to be busy. They want you to think that being a Christian is unimportant, that coming to church is unimportant, that your soul is unimportant, at least not as much as your body and your emotions and your psyche. For do we not make special arrangements in our schedule to go to physicians? Do we not go out of our way to find specialists? Do we not move things in our schedule to get some lab and checkup tests done? We make all these kinds of arrangements to fit it in our schedule. And they are important, don't get me wrong, they are. They are good gifts of the Lord. That's how he cares for you. But we also make sure that we go to recitals and we go to games and for our loved ones. And those too are important. But the life of the sheep is a group. But how much more is your soul and your salvation? Why wouldn't you hear the voice of the Good Shepherd? So thanks be to God for him to give us his word to hear and put it on our ears. For that's how he cares for your faith and nurtures it, strengthens it. He gives it to us so that we know that when he lays down his life, we are justified through him. So listen to it and hear it and read it and mark it. It'll open your eyes and it'll give you hope. The gladness of the risen Christ, the joy and peace that he has for you, the one who died for you. This is what you have when you are in the sheepfold. If you are in this enclosure in the risen Christ, we will have peace for sure. For the ultimate peace, he said, is on the Zion, that is heaven, which he prepares for us now, and he will come again for the resurrection of the dead and the hope for all his sheep. Wouldn't it be odd if you don't know his voice? Wouldn't it be odd for only a robber who comes in a house doesn't know the voice of the ones living there? Well, you are surely not a robber in this house, the sheepfold that you call the church. If we do not know his word, we will not know what the church is. So the word of the Lord gives life and it protects. And there are other voices out there. They want to steal your salvation away from you. They want to scatter you. And their message is always the same, even though it comes from different places. And the first goes like this. You don't really need the Good Shepherd. You can do it on your own. You have the resources to venture outside the sheepfold. You can survive and you can be productive. They say, take control of your lives. You can do it. And then there is a second voice that comes within the church, and that voice is more subtle, and it goes like this. You need Jesus, the Good Shepherd. He wants you to enter his sheepfold, but you are not trying hard enough. You are not praying hard enough. Your faith is not strong enough because you keep on sinning. You must do better, and you must work harder. You must discover the basic goodness of the Good Shepherd, and you will see how good you can be. But that is not scripture. That is not the voice of the Good Shepherd. Jesus did not tell the disciples to try harder on the road to Emmaus. The good news is, he lays down his life so that you, a sheep who do sheep things, a sinner who sins, are forgiven for the sheep decisions that you have made. Forgiven for all the perversion and foolishness, you are forgiven. As he says, I have sheep that are not of this fold, that you have been brought in, and today Ezra have been brought in, baptized, and not because of his own merit, but because of the Good Shepherd, who finds the sheep, brings it into the fold. No lamb is too little for Christ. no lamb is too little for the font. So the same voice is for Ezra, and it is for you. And his parents will teach him, will read this, the voice of the Lord to him, and the Holy Spirit will enlighten us through the gospel and set us on the path that the Good Shepherd wants us to be on. So this Sunday morning, the shepherd cares for you in this green pasture, and he refreshes you with his word and the living water and the holy food that you will receive. So when we wander in sin, as often as we do, our shepherd calls us to repentance and forgives us on this Sunday of the Good Shepherd. In the name of Jesus.